You can talk easily about death. So what about your own pending death?
Oh, I have it all arranged.
Arranged?
Uh-huh. I have a prearrangement. I've picked out the casket. I picked out the minister, but of course, Muzan Biggs no longer does that.
Yeah.
And I want it different now. Whoever is down at Boston Avenue, I want them to give a little bit of scripture. And this is, I think it's Ecclesiastes, where everything has a season.
Yes.
Okay, they're going to have a few things there. Then they're going to turn it over, or they can do it. And they go down in the audience. Does anybody want to say anything? And it's going to be audience participation for the sermon. They're not going to have a sermon. And when it's all over, he gets back up and says a little prayer, and that's it.
Why don't you want a sermon?
I don't think there's any need.
Okay, right.
You know, everybody has a paid obituary. That obituary you have to pay for that's in the paper.
Yes.
And I want it condensed and put on the back of my folder that's handed out to people. Mm-hmm. If they don't know me, they're not at the funeral.
Right.
And they can read that if they want. Yeah.
The obituaries in the paper are expensive if you want to put anything in there.
Oh, very expensive.
Yeah.
You could, if you go to some of the places where they'll cremate, you'll pay as much for your obituary as you would for your cremation.
And that's something, mm-hmm. right? But do you fear dying?
No. Why? Why should I fear? I mean, I no longer drive. I can't see well enough to drive, and they sold my car. I do know that when they were selling it, I came in the house because I didn't want to see it leave. But it's gone. I don't drive. I have to rely on my family. I don't want Uber or anything else because you have no idea who's been in that car
right.
before you get in it.
Right.
And now with COVID and everything, I just don't care to share that.
No.
So I'm trying to learn to stay at home and be peaceful about it.
And the way you said that, it's a struggle.
It is.
Be peaceful about that.
Yes.
So what do you do with your day to keep busy?
Well, I try to read. Yesterday morning, I decided I was going to cook. And I did. I made a huge thing of the sauce that goes with spaghetti. And it's in the deep freeze. So if I have people over for dinner, I got it all ready. All I have to add is the pasta.
Yeah, that's good. So television is not part of your life?
No, no. I watch one program, and I have watched it for years, and that's Wheel of Fortune. I can't keep up with them. I can't figure out what all of that means with four letters, and they come up with what it is.
Have you had any major health issues in your life?
Oh, yes. Lots of them. I've had 3 cancer surgeries. The last one was in 2012. I've had spinal surgery. And then I fell and broke a hip. A hospital in Tulsa did the replacement, and they put pins in it. You could see on the x-rays they look like hair barrettes, and one of them came unfastened and was sticking up like this. And besides, it didn't work. So I went to bone and joint, and they went in. I was allergic to the metal that was in those things. Oh, I was miserable. And they took them out and replaced and put one of those things in there that all you see when you look at it is the white of the metal. Then later, the right hip, I had to have it done. And then later, it was the left knee. The left knee became infected, so it was done again. But in a matter of about 3.5 years, I had 6 major surgeries. Hips, 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 and 2 of them. And then I had a ruptured gallbladder, and I'd never heard of that. They hadn't either, evidently, because it took them 3 days to decide that's what it was. But anyway, that's it.
So as we say, you're 101 sitting here, but it was a struggle to get here, wasn't it?
What?
It was a struggle to get here.
Oh, Lord, yes. But you know when people said, you have to go to the rehab now. Okay. And I'd walk in a rehab and they'd say, what are you doing here again? They recognized me from the time before that I had been there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the worst thing about getting old?
Being invisible.
Okay, explain that.
Used to, if you got in an elevator and you were young and good looking, the men all looked you over. Now you get on, you go to the back and you wait for the elevator door to close. Nobody even knows you're there.
Okay, I understand. Yeah.
It's the same thing wherever you go. The older you get, the more invisible you become.
And that's sad, isn't it?
It is. It's sad.
Do you think that our society has respect for old people, that they should
I think they respect them if they have to, but it doesn't mean they have to be friends. Now, the girl you talked to out here, she's quite a bit younger. And yes, she's my friend. Well, there's nobody out here that's as old as I am. Yeah. I'm the oldest one out here now. And when I meet them, they act like they have to handle me with kid gloves, and they don't.
Yeah.
Because I don't handle them with kid gloves.
No, but you are unusual. And so if anybody realizes this lady is 101, I better be careful with
yes.
her. We don't realize that you are a strong person.
Well, and that sometimes I'm stronger than they are.
Yes, you probably are. But so many of your friends are gone.
Oh, almost all. I would say there's one left that I worked with quite a bit, and she called me 2 or 3 days ago. She's in St. Francis now. And she has to either have, they gave her the option, pacemaker or this ablation that they go in and they shock the heart in the little areas. Yep. And I said, what are you going to do? And she said, oh, well, I don't know. And I said, the only one I can tell you about is the pacemaker. I said, I'm on my second one. I said, now my daughter has had this ablation. She's had that done. And if you want her to call you and tell you how she feels about that, maybe that can help you make a decision on what you want. But I will call her again today to see if she's made that decision or if she has had it.
You've gone to a lot of funerals, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I would say in my lifetime that I have arranged hundreds of funerals.
Sure you have.
Now I can't go. Well, they don't have them. Very few people have funerals now. They're going to say we're going to have a memorial service later.
Right, or just a graveside service.
Yes. And unless I have transportation, I don't get there.
Yeah.